One day last year, Donald Garrett of Richmond realized something had to give. His bills had gotten out ahead of him, and he couldn't keep up with the payments. All he needed was about $100 or so, and so he went to a place he heard about on the bus, Advance Till Payday. He eventually took out a loan for $100 and then forked over $200 to the company.
And I said, I appreciate you all loaning me the $100. I'm sorry that I was in this bind, but you helped me and I appreciate it and you won't see me anymore. And I thought that was the end of it.
But that wasn't the end. One day, while receiving dialysis treatment, he got a call.
And they told me that I have a balance of $260 outstanding because of the $80 a month membership fee. Where'd that come from? Nobody mentioned that when they gave me that $100.
Advance Till Payday did not respond to several requests to be interviewed for this story. Experts say this kind of behavior happens all the time.
Unfortunately, it's a fairly common practice.
That's Joe Valenti at the Center for American Progress.
Lenders try to do with fees the things they can't do with interest, either because it's not legal under an interest rate cap or because it's something that just looks excessive on its face.
Here in Virginia, that $80 monthly membership fee for a $100 loan, a loan that was sold as interest-free, also caught the attention of the Virginia Poverty Law Center. That's where Dana Wiggins answered a call on their hotline from a woman who also took out a $100 loan from Advance Till Payday, and she couldn't figure out how she ended up owing so much money.
She asked for the statements, and they said, oh, well, we emailed them to you. And she said, well, I don't use email. They said, oh, well, we set one up for you. She's like, well, I can't get into it. And so they refused to send her any paper statements or even to print them out for her in the office.
And so the Virginia Poverty Law Center put together a class action lawsuit, and attorney Christy Kelly took the case into federal court.
It really bothered me that this defendant was getting judgments against these consumers who had to borrow $100, getting judgments for well over $1,000 against these consumers, and then actively garnishing their wages.
When the case went to settlement, though, she decided to do something she had never heard of before, something that may be unprecedented.
We decided to forego our attorney's fees and costs and just eat those. And instead, we asked that they assign us all the judgments that they had obtained against Virginia consumers.
That's more than 700 judgments the company had obtained over the last decade in court against people who borrowed $100 and then fell behind on that $80 monthly fee, a combined total of about $500,000. And it worked. All that money, all those judgments, are now in the possession of the Virginia Poverty Law Center, where Jay Spear is executive director.
Typically, class actions settle with a lot of people getting sometimes a fairly small amount of money, but this is a more lasting thing. If for some of these people, it might be the only negative thing on their report, and if you can get it taken off, it could really help them.
Next month, Spear will be headed back to court to ask for all 700 of those judgments to be vacated. Spear says that'll help these people, but it's just a drop in the bucket because these lenders will continue to make these kinds of loans every day in Virginia. I'm Michael Pope.